Welcome to my podcast, Mindsploring. I'm Tegan Rabina, a women's life and relationship coach who specializes in helping other women, just like me, attract the relationships they deserve, have the confidence to step into their full potential, embrace their imperfections and authenticity, and be the change they wish to see in the world. In these episodes, I'll talk about relationships, communication, boundaries, balance, mindset, growth, intimacy, compassion, and so much more. You'll walk away from each episode with a deepened awareness of your habitual thinking and new perspectives and tools that will allow you to create positive change in your life today. You can explore all the ways to work with me on my website. And with that, let's get into today's episode.
Hello, everybody. I actually nearly wasn't going to do this episode today because I've had a roller coaster of a day. It seems like my whole life is a roller coaster. Anyway, and that's what's led me on to jumping on to this live and getting onto this podcast episode today. And the reason is that I am in the moment here and I am ready to have a conversation about life being a roller coaster. And that's why I've titled this live that I'm doing today, Bad Things Aren't Bad. It's your FTO. So I want to give a shout out to my friend Delaney right now because she's the one who gave me the term FGO, which she got from somebody else, which stands for fucking growth opportunity. So I want to offer you some new perspectives today on the bad things that are happening in your life and all the shit that's falling apart all the time. And I'm going to give you some perspectives that I hope allow you to walk away with a little bit of a smile on your face, because first off, you're going to realize you are not alone. We are all going through the constant roller coaster of life, the ups, the downs. It doesn't matter what your life looks like. It doesn't matter what you think other people's lives look like. Everyone is going on this roller coaster of life. Everyone is experiencing the highs, the lows, the challenges, all of those things. We're not special when we're going through hard times. And the thing is, when we're in a hard time, our brain often convinces us that we're the special ones, the only ones struggling. You know, we kind of isolate ourselves, and that can make things harder, when in reality, we are all experiencing the same things at the same time. We're just all experiencing those things in a different way. And what I want to touch on today, I was just on the phone to one of my dearest friends, and we were reflecting on a time in my life that feels like a lifetime ago now. I had something happen a year and a half ago, nearly 2 years ago now, that was very hard for me to go through. And I'm sure, like, you know, I'm not special. I'm just going to be sharing my experience because it can highlight what I'm going to be talking about. But I want to preface by saying that I think hard experiences are beautiful. I genuinely believe that those harder things that happen, they are a call to action from the universe or from whoever you believe or whatever you believe. It is a call to action for you to level up. It is an FGO, a fucking growth opportunity. And you see, when bad things happen or when hard things happen or challenging things happen or whatever it connects you deeper to your passion as well. And that's the thing. Like, I actually, as the last couple of weeks have been a bit of an emotional roller coaster for me, which I'm here for, because as I said, that means I'm experiencing growth. I am challenging myself. I am outside of my comfort zone. That is why it fucking feels rocky out here. But I am feeling the wind on my face. I'm like feeling my life. I'm experiencing my life. So I am here for it. The thing is that, you know, when these hard things happen, as I said, it connects us even more to our purpose. I had an experience a couple of weeks ago which was really challenging for me. It was a new experience for me, which in that moment of difficulty, I had the option to do what I'd done 100 times before and the option to do something differently. And in that moment, I took a different path that I had never taken before. And that allowed me to expand, because for the first time I'd done something I hadn't yet done. And that levels, like, that creates a layer to you. It like allows you to see things from, it allows you to see things from another perspective. It allows you to show another part of yourself that you've been afraid to show previously. And when this particular experience happened, it took me back to my childhood, actually, because, you know, I've always been obsessed with communication, relationships, like our relationships with other people really are the foundation of the quality of our lives. I genuinely believe that. Like, if you think of all the fun times you've had and all the good memories you've had, they're with other people. And that's why I am so passionate about helping other people cultivate healthy relationships. And that starts with your relationship with yourself. The thing is, growing up, we had very poor communication in my household. I went through some really hard times. So did my brother. Like, you know, we had to, you know, we swallowed our truth. We repressed our own needs. We, you know, there's that mentality of like, you know, you just have to be grateful for everything because your life's good. So suck it up, princess, you know, that type of stuff. I'm sure a lot of you resonate, which like, it's not a bad thing to focus on the positives, but what most of us have been, taught growing up is that we couldn't show our feelings. We couldn't show the full version of ourselves. And the thing is, all of us have many different versions of ourselves. There's the angry version, the sad version, the happy version, the excited version. Like, we all have versions of ourselves. And the thing is, some of these versions were shamed, you know, from childhood. And when I went through this experience a couple of weeks ago that was really fucking hard for me, a lot of shit came up. A lot of shit was releasing from my body, like energy that I was storing, showing up and coming up for me. And I was taken back to moments in my childhood where I felt so alone and where I didn't feel heard and all these things. And it reminded me of like how, those difficult moments in my childhood where I didn't feel heard, where I felt the communication wasn't effective, where I felt like we, you know, where I felt shame. That's what's connected me to what I'm passionate about today, which is helping other people learn how to effectively communicate and how to like not only allow others to speak their truth, but allow themselves to recognize they don't have to be ashamed of being a certain way, of feeling a certain way. Like, you know, I really, like, for me, I'm working on it every day. It's about like accepting every version of yourself, accepting your imperfections as a human being, and realizing that you're always growing and always learning. And we shouldn't be shaming the parts of ourselves that are not perfect, because nobody is perfect. And I wouldn't give a fuck about this stuff to the level that I do if I hadn't gone through harder times in my younger years where communication was the blockade, was the thing in the way between me and conscious relationships and conscious connection and empowering connections with my, like, with my loved ones. And you know, that was something that left me, young Tegan was, she was angry. She was scared. She felt, she didn't feel understood, you know, all of these things, like many of us feel when we're young, you know, and it was hard. And the thing is, without those difficult experiences, this girl wouldn't be where she is now. This girl wouldn't be here in front of you talking about communication like it was the next best thing in the world, because I wouldn't give a fuck. The only reason I care is because I have experienced the challenge. I have experienced the hard side of that. I have gone through the fucking shit in simple terms. And that has connected me to my passion, that is connected to me, to caring about this. Because if I had grown up in a household where communication was amazing, blah, 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 like maybe, yeah, look, maybe I would still care. But I don't, like, honestly, it's really those harder things that you get dragged through that really connect you to it. Because that's where, you know, that's where we get angry, and anger connects us to what we're passionate about. And that connects us to what our truth is. So yeah, the whole point of this video, I mean, well, this podcast episode today, is really to remind you that like those quote unquote bad things are your fucking growth opportunities, and they connect you to your passion, whether you're aware of it or not. You know, the bad things that happen are the same side of a double-edged sword. They're the same side of happiness. And also something I'd like to mention, I've probably talked about before, is without these harder, more challenging experiences, you wouldn't have the polarity in your life to recognize when you're happy, when you're excited, when you're having fun. Like those hard emotions versus those good emotions, look, it creates a distance here for you to kind of experience the rush of life. And without that polarity and without those experience, the different emotional states, like life would be boring as fuck. Like that's it. Like honestly, I bet we'd all sit here and go, I wish I had a life without suffering. But the truth is, We need to learn to love suffering. We need to learn to stop shaming suffering and see it for what it is, which is the other side of happiness, you know? Suffering and happiness go hand in hand or whatever. Without suffering, you wouldn't have happiness. Without happiness, you wouldn't have suffering. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so what stops a lot of us from, you know, embracing change and I guess like jumping into our FGOs? This is the big thing here. So there's moments in our life where things are hard, and many of us, myself included, it's all part of learning, is we hold on to things for longer than we should. You know, we stay in a place which I would call purgatory, this place of like where things aren't too bad, but things aren't that good. You know, we stay in this place where we kind of feel dissatisfied about our lives and who and where we are, but we continue to stay there because it's not too bad. You know, I call that suffering. Like, honestly, we've all been there. As I said, we all go through this. You know, I'm not saying I'm special, and that's where I've learned, because I have spent times where I have sat on the fence for longer than what I like. I could have just sat there for 1 second. And the thing is, again, if I just talk about our intuition quickly, we've been raised in a society that tells us to make decisions from our mind, from what we think. And the thing is, what we think is not like, it's just our perspective based off the experiences we've had in our past and present, whereas our intuition is from our body. That is our body's innate knowing, our energy, our inner energy's knowing. Our intuition knows the future. The thing is, we make decisions from our mind, which is based off our past and present experiences, which is what keeps many of us in this constant feedback loop of doing the same shit over and over again and feeling stuck. And the thing is, we don't trust our intuition, because we have been told to shut off our intuition. Like, we've been told to swallow our feelings and not cause a scene and, like, you know, put others first. And like, well, of course, caring for other people is so great. It is a priority that you put yourself first, because you're the only one that can meet your own needs. No one else can. I know that could be like, what? Because we've been raised like, yeah, like other people's needs, that's what you need to be meeting, and then they'll meet yours. No, that's bullshit. That's called conditional love. It's unconditional. When you put yourself first, you learn to love yourself for every aspect of your beauty, including your imperfections, including where you are still growing. You need to love that stuff just as much as you love the parts of yourself that are thriving and that are like successful or whatever. You need to learn to love yourself like that, unconditionally. And, I've lost my train of thought here. I'm swearing a lot today. Apologies, even though I'm not apologizing, because that's just how I speak. What was I saying? So, I lost my train of thought. I was talking about how, many of us, oh yeah. How many of us stay in this constant cycle of repeating the same things. You know, reflect right now. Think about some patterns that you've seen in your life. So say even, for example, every time you don't get an A on your exam, you go through this emotional crisis of like hating yourself, feeling like you're not good enough, and that continues to happen. That's a pattern in your life, and that pattern is not coming from the fact that you're getting a B instead of an A. It's coming from your perception, and that perception has been tied in with your worth. You have been taught from a young age that your worth comes from your grades. So that isn't real. That's just the thought that you've been taught that is now a part of your conditioning. And while it sucks that that was the conditioning you were raised with, that is now your responsibility to shift that perspective so you can reduce your suffering. The thing is, many of us don't realize that we are able to actually change how we think. And that's where, because there's no education around it, you know, in the school system, there's nothing about this shit I'm talking about. People will hear me talking and going, this chick's crazy. The thing is that we completely have the power to reshape and change things. But the change happens on the edge of a cliff. So imagine the cliff. If my hand here is the cliff, or I don't know, this is obviously going to be a podcast episode, so you won't be able to see me here. But imagine that you're standing at the edge of a cliff, and, you know, the only way to see something different is to just take the leap of faith and jump off the cliff. But fuck that, it's scary. I've always been scared of heights. Like, disclaimer here, you know those like fire hydrant, what are those things in the playgrounds at school, the poles on the playground? I didn't go down one of those. I was too scared. I have been scared of heights my whole life. But anyway, that was just really off topic. But basically, it's scary when you're looking to jump off a cliff. Like, You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know, like, your heart's pounding. Your biological response is, I'm going to die. That is exactly the same feeling. Like, that is the experience that you're feeling when you're on the verge of repeating the past or making a new decision. And the thing is, your nervous system responds to anything unknown with this response of, like, I'm going to die. So even if it's like, oh, I want to, like, you know, I want to make $10,000 a month, and say you've never made $10,000 a month, say you've made $5,000 a month. The thought of you making $10,000 a month, that's going to invoke that nervous system response, because you haven't experienced that level of income in that period of time. And even though it's obviously nothing to do with life and death, because your brain isn't able to compute, like, it isn't able to go, oh yes, I've seen this happening before. It's like, holy fuck, this is unknown territory. So you go into this response where you basically feel innate fear and you feel like you're gonna die. That's what growth is, guys. That's what it feels like. It is like standing on the edge of a cliff and you have to go fuck it and jump. That's what growth is. And that's why many of us don't do it, especially if we're in a place of discomfort, but not complete suffering. So even going back a couple of years, you know, my ex-partner is an incredible man. You know, he is an amazing person. He just wasn't, you know, we just weren't meant to stay together. And the thing is, I was in a place where we were together and our life wasn't bad. You know, I just knew inside me that it didn't feel right. But the thing is, a lot of people they'll stay there their whole lives. They'll stay in this place of, like, oh, I'm not really satisfied, but I'm not dissatisfied. That to me is purgatory, because you are not fully experiencing the highs and lows of life, the quality of life, you know, that comes from taking that leap of faith, jumping off the cliff from time to time and just going, fuck it. Like, I'm probably making it sound really fun, but the thing is, it's scary, you know? And I've learned to embrace the fear as much as I can. And the thing is, I still, like, you know, that doesn't mean that I don't lose my marbles. Like, when I'm going through this growth process of jumping off the cliff, I'm still feeling like I'm going to die. I'm still crying. I'm losing my shit. And that's just the process of growth. And I think we need to normalize that and stop seeing it as, like, yeah, it's like, oh, you know, you're, like, struggling right now mentally or whatever, like, you're crying, that's bad. No, honey, that creates polarity that allows for that true feeling of life. And life is just ups and downs. And, yeah, I guess what I want to finish off with is, if you're in a place where, you know, you're in that place that I was just talking about, where you're not completely dissatisfied, but you're not satisfied, you know, I implore you to reach out to me, send me a DM. If you'd like to do some one-on-one work, let me know. I live for this shit. I'm here to help other people embrace the true potential of their own lives. And the thing is, you're truly capable of anything you set your mind to. And those limiting beliefs come from your mind. And that comes, we live by our limiting beliefs and we live in our mind. And if we can reawaken that connection, which we can, between the body and the mind, and learn to trust the unknown and trust that even though we don't know the how, as long as we know why we're doing what we're doing and we follow our happiness, even if that means, and our following our happiness means letting go of things we love. It means watching chapters close. It means letting go. Like, that's happiness too. The thing is, suffering is also happiness. Like, choosing to leave that relationship just because it's not serving you anymore, you know, leaving that job and not having money for, like, a few months, that's still a choice made from happiness, even though it could feel like suffering in the moment. As long as you're connected to why you're doing what you're doing and you're following your happiness, you cannot fuck it up. Your mind will try and convince you can. So anyway, I'm going to finish up now before I keep rambling on for another hour, but I hope you enjoyed this episode. As I said, very spontaneous. Nearly didn't get on this episode today because I'm not going to lie, I'm a fucking Sagittarius and I am terrible when it comes to content planning. I have been spending a lot of time putting together my content plan because obviously I need to get out here more and also communicate what I'm doing, the work that I'm doing, so you guys have more access to me if you'd like to do some work with me. So wish me luck with that, because as soon as I can outsource that, I will be. So any Virgos out there, any people who are very organized, hit me up because I'm going to need someone to do content planning and all that stuff for me. It's just not my cup of tea. But for now, this is where I'm at. Anyway, I'm just rambling now, but thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And yeah, enjoy the rest of your day.